This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with longtime Inland Empire journalist Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Well, this is big news that people have been waiting for 4 years. The 91 freeway is finally going to be out of construction. We are told that all lanes are going to be operational and open coming next week.
That's right. All the pain of the construction on the 91 through Corona is wrapping up, and two new lanes in each direction will be opened on Monday.
Two new lanes in each direction, and aren't there new express lane configurations and all kinds of new configurations just along that 7 mile stretch, aren't there?
Yes, that's right. Two lanes will be express lanes. Those are the toll lanes that you need a transponder to use. There will be one additional general use lane in each direction. So the former carpool lane will actually become an express lane as well. So that adds about 8 miles to the toll lane. Hopefully that'll speed the traffic through that terrible choke point that has been Corona over these years. And I know it's not just the commuters who are going to be celebrating, Ken. The people who live and have businesses in Corona are going to be very happy because all the freeway construction forced a lot of people off the freeway through the surface streets of Corona to try to find shortcuts past that choke point. Yeah. So this is a big deal for people who commute between Orange County and Riverside County and even San Bernardino.
You know, we're going to find out in a matter of days if what they say is true, and that is when you add new lanes to freeways, they just get filled up. You think this is really going to help the movement, at least in the short term?
Well, the proof is in the pudding, of course. I think people have great hopes. And I know that the Riverside County Transportation Commission is hoping that a lot of people will use those express lanes. They're going to be used by mass transit, by buses, so that people will find other ways. They'll carpool. They'll find ways to avoid being that solo driver in a solo car. You know, Ken, I want to add right now that there's a caveat. Over this weekend, there's going to be a lot of traffic jams on that portion of the freeway because they're still wrapping up the lane striping and doing a little bit more paving work. So RCTC is warning people, if you can possibly avoid the 91 through Corona this weekend, particularly Sunday, do it.
All right. Speaking of Riverside County, last week we talked about the Riverside County Board of Supervisors facing potential cuts in the county fire department, wasn't it?
That's right.
We have news this week from Riverside County.
Well, the Riverside County Board of Supervisors this week decided to raise the salary ranges for their top executives in their health system. That's the county hospital and related departments. And this is not non-controversial. One of the supervisors, Kevin Jeffries, voted against it. He said the time is just not right. They're asking the labor unions not to push for big raises this year. As you mentioned, they're asking the fire department to cut. The fire department proposed cutting something like 42 positions. And to have these major raises, something like 30% or more for these top executives, may not sit right with a lot of those workers who are having to kind of tighten their belts.
Okay. Did the other supervisors, Chuck Washington, Marion Ashley, John Tavoloni, was there any explanation from any of the other supervisors about why, when they're asking labor unions to hold back, that they're giving increases to the health system executives?
Well, they're saying that they've had a great turnover in, for example, the chief financial officer. I think they've got a vacancy right now, and they say that to attract top quality candidates for that job, they need to raise the salaries. They're not just looking at public sector, for example, Arrowhead Regional. These salaries that they've had are right in line with what Arrowhead Regional, the county, San Bernardino County hospital, has offered. But they're looking at private sector, and the private sector salaries are just much higher. So they feel that to attract the caliber of candidate that they want, they have to make these increases.
Okay. And finally, 1,500 endangered desert tortoises are going to be relocated off the 29 Palms Marine Base. All kinds of questions come up, like, for instance, That's a lot of tortoises.
That is a lot of tortoises. It's the biggest relocation of these threatened species that has ever been undertaken. You know, the last time the military tried this, it did not go well. Many of the tortoises were devoured by crows and coyotes. They're saying that this time, because of all of the rain, there's a lot of plant life, and so they believe that there'll be a lot more rabbits for the coyotes to go after. They also say that there will be more food for the tortoises because of the additional plants. And so that the territory they're moving them onto, there won't be so much competition for scarce food by the tortoises that are already there. The reason this is necessary is a couple of years ago, Congress voted to add about 88,000 acres in the Johnson Valley to the Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center at 29 Palms to allow for live ammunition training exercises. And so they don't want those tortoises to be hit by missiles.
So essentially what they're going to do is take these tortoises out of what could eventually become a firing range and move them where? North, south, east, west?
They're moving them west and a little bit north. This is already habitat. However, the Center for Biological Diversity expressed a lot of concern about this move because they say that the displaced animals will be moving to land where the species is already in decline. So they're very concerned about the survival.
And when are they supposed to do this?
Well, during the winter, these reptiles are in hibernation. So as soon as they start to see the tortoises come out of their burrows and emerge from hibernation, that's when they're going to make the move.
Okay, so how is this going to happen? Are we going to see Marines in boots running around the desert, or are they going to be on horses doing a tortoise roundup, or how are they going to do this?
Well, believe it or not, they're going to transport them by helicopter. So the tortoises are going to have a little bit of an airlift.
Wow. Interesting. Let's try and remember to talk about this again when it happens.
We will.
Okay. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.